Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2 wins away from a championship. Did you think those words would be ones that you would have uttered at the beginning of the 2024-2025 season?
Yes, sir.
The Indiana Pacers are 2 wins away from a championship. I'm with you, Stiz. I've been rooting for the Pacers. I wanted them to win. I thought they had a shot. Everyone said, no. It'll be a gentleman's sweep at worst for OKC. Here's the thing about Oklahoma City versus the Pacers, and we'll get a little bit into how good the Stanley Cup Finals have been as well momentarily here on WEEI Afternoons. OKC, incredible regular season, one of the best regular seasons ever, making their way through the playoffs. A little bit of a test from Denver and Minnesota, but otherwise, like, they haven't been pushed to seventh. They haven't been tested that hard. They've never been to the finals in this iteration of the team. They have never gone. They don't have any experience. So for all of us to just certify and mint them as the next dynasty, as a shoe-in in the finals, when you have a team like the Pacers, now they haven't either, but look how hard they died last year in the conference finals against the Celtics without Tyrese Halliburton. Look how impossible they've been to eliminate all the way up here, game-winning shot after game-winning shot after absolute miracle. And people, you know, Nembhard's become like a legend unto himself. Pascal Siakam is playing like Kevin Garnett 2.0, just absolutely out of his mind. And Halliburton might be the clutchest guy in the NBA postseason or not right now. It's impressive. My hat's off to them for already making it a series. And I legitimately think, Mego, they have a chance to win it.
Yeah, I think it's tough anytime you get your butts handed to you by a guy named Benedict Mathurin.
It is kind of demoralizing, isn't it?
Benedict, is it Mathurin?
Wow. He was fabulous in game three. Fabulous. And
they have all the storylines.
I look at OKC in these finals, and it kind of reminds me of the Celtics in the 22 finals. Mm-hmm. Such a young team, so much talent, like such a great, for the Celtics at that stretch, it was really the second half of that season under Coach Ime Udoka. Mm-hmm. For OKC, it's really been the last 2 regular seasons, but this spectacular regular season that they had. Obviously, SGA is not playing up to the caliber that they need him to, but you'd think even with that, you'd look at Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and just the double big lineup that they can go to.
Don't forget about Dort.
And that the Pacers are just like, they've just find something everywhere. Like, that's where it reminds me of these Celtics teams that took a while to get over the hump and finally get the championship last year. All in all, I think with both the finals, the Celtics and the Stanley Cup final, it feels very weird because maybe it's just being so used to having the Celtics around it, or at least the Bruins somehow tied into it beyond the Brad Marchand or just hating the Panthers side of it. It feels detached this year, especially for, like, I think it's tough because for the NBA, like, I'm watching these finals. I think it's a great matchup basketball-wise. I think the basketball is actually super fun. It's not 55 three-point attempts per game from one team. So if that's not your style of NBA basketball, like, you should be into it. And yet, anecdotally in my everyday life, when I talk to people who are sports fans, it's maybe I'll watch like game five. Not really for me.
Yeah, why the
I feel like a lot of people, aside from Halliburton, can't really even name a Pacer. And they're like, well, I know Halliburton's sick. Like, he's clutch. That's cool. But other than that, what, I don't know. Like, OKC, a bunch of young guys. SGA, yeah. He's going to be MVP. Like, it just, I don't know. I'm a little confounded by these NBA finals. I'm worried about it. And all you get, and maybe like some of this is spending too much time on social media, which I definitely do because of what we do. But like any time that something comes out about like, oh, this is the matchup, these are the ratings it did, people are like dancing all over the graves of these finals. And yep. I just am kind of tired of this perpetual state of everybody looking at it and going, what's wrong with the NBA? Like three-pointers. What's wrong with the NBA? I love the NBA, so I'm always going to be there for basketball. But I'm like, where is the casual fan like for these finals, and what gets them in?
So, Dan, do you hate – so Mago and I have talked one and many a time. We both hate the CBA
right. And
the NBA. The idea that you can build a super team or that you can go and get the player that you want, whether you have the most money to offer or you have the most attractive position for him. If you draft well like the Celtics have over the last decade, and then you get to a point where it's time for their reward and they get their supermax, you get punished for it.
Right.
So now you can't have super teams. You can't keep the band together for as long as you want because the NBA is like, no. We need you guys to play parity ball and be more like the NFL, which I just think is dumb. Like, you're punished for it. So now this is what you get. Are you happy? You get OKC versus, you get market 27 versus market 33. And everyone's like, this is not what I want. And yet the funny thing is the caliber of basketball that they're playing is very exciting. And this could be a thrilling finish to a very memorable finals, but no one wants to watch because it's not full of stars.
It just feels like the CBA that you mentioned was constructed almost with the lack of understanding of what made the NBA so great over the last, call it 30 years, from your Jordan and Pippen Bulls all the way through your big three with the Heat into the super teams with the Warriors of the mid-2010s.
Right.
Those teams being kind of the dartboard that everybody was shooting for in the NBA is what made the league so intriguing and what kind of built in the automatic drama when you got to the playoffs. All right, who's going to take down the Bulls? Who's going to take down the last iteration of the Celtics? And it's really strange to see a league that seems like they constructed their finances around making sure that didn't happen. So I guess congratulations, Adam Silver. You got what you wanted with how this all came about. I don't know. Makes no sense to me.
Mego, the finals that this reminds me of, tell me if you can see any hallmarks of that. I mentioned yesterday on the air, this is starting to remind me of the 2011 NBA Finals, where the Miami Heat came in like minted as the champion. They're the next big thing. Of course, they had just formed the big three, you know, their big three, not one, not two, not three, not four. And they faced a veteran, savvy, resilient Dallas Mavericks team with Jason Terry. Got the name right this time, guys. Dirk Nowitzki and a cast of like gunslingers and veterans. And even though Miami got the first win and the money was still on them, they end up, Dallas wins the series, shockingly, 4-2. Now, the next year, the Miami Heat came storming back and they won back-to-back titles. And then Brad Stevens' favorite basketball team ever, the 2014 Spurs, served it up to him and basically ended the run of the Miami Heat. Do you think this would be an anomalous win for the Pacers, or have we been sleep if they can pull this off now up 2-1? Or could they be setting themselves up for a nice run? Are they just a one-off? And I like your point too about OKC might just be like, they're not like, we're ready. Like we're on our way, but we're not quite ready yet.
Yeah. I think for OKC, it's just as apparent that there's a maturity thing there. I don't mean with attitude or behavior off the court.
Experience.
Just the experience of being there, being in the finals is a radically different experience than being anywhere else in the playoffs. And you saw it with the Celtics in 2022. That stage was too big for that group at that point. It was just too big. They couldn't get there, and they were up. And so, like, allow for anything to happen, because they were up 2-1 on the Warriors after being on the road. That was crazy. And so this could still turn the other way for OKC. I don't think, though, when you look at what's happened with the champions over the last decade, that you're going to see anything building from the Pacers either, because the CBA is not kind to dynasties anymore. And again, I have said this multiple times. I think that's so bad for the league. I really do. I don't understand this illogical opinion with any sports league that dynasties, superstars that turn into evil empires are bad for casual fans. Like, it just doesn't compute. It doesn't compute. Was the NFL struggling for 20 years when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl every other freaking season? No, the whole league grew. And now you hear guys like Robert Kraft talking about, like, oh, you know, the valuation of how much the Patriots organization went up from when I bought it in the 90s to where I took it with Belichick and Brady, and everybody wants to claim responsibility for that.
And how much this goddamn statue is costing me.
Like, you know how much the Washington went up? And that was like the most poorly run organization in all of professional sports. I know, because I'm a Washington fan. Like, it's not bad for the leagues. What's bad is when you can't engage casual fans. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't want teams like OKC, small cities, small markets, love OKC as a basketball team, the Pacers to be in it. Like, it is fun to see different teams in it. But I also just am concerned about, I want the health of the league to be good, and I want people to be engaged and know who they're watching. And for whatever reason, like, people seem to have a real problem with this year, and it's a bummer because the first two rounds of the NBA playoffs were so awesome that I went on the morning show and I got Chris Curtis to admit that it was super fun watching random NBA playoff games.
That's not easy.
Not even Celtics. Random playoff games. And I was like, we got him. We got him. And now we're sitting here and I'm
like, we got one.
It's just a bummer, man. Like, it's a real bummer. I don't know. People who hate the NBA, like, you got 1,000 reasons for it, whatever. If it's three-pointers, you can't point to that in this finals. That's not how these teams play.
And neither the Pacers nor the Thunders are graduates of Missoula ball, just, you know, chucking the ball up from anywhere beyond the
20. You say, like, oh, NBA doesn't play defense. OKC's defense is next level incredible. Super it good. Doesn't translate to people.
I know. It's too bad. People aren't watching, and people aren't also watching Dan Ball's favorite sport, the National Hockey League.
That's nothing new, though.
I know, but, like, it's a really good finals over there, too, as well.
Final.
Even Mego watched last night. Like, I was I was out to dinner. It was 3-0. I stopped watching, come home later, like, oh, my God, this game's in overtime? Like, neither of these teams want to die. Like, this is a great new rivalry in sports. It could be going on for a long time. You may have, like, the best team, the returning Stanley Cup champions, going up against the best. Literally, there's a hockey team in Canada where the sport was basically invented, and they haven't won it in 32 years. And you have the two best players in the league on the same team. Like, there's every reason why people should be tuning in. I think it would make for great intermittent watching in and amongst the baseball. Like, you know what a big deal was made of, like, last Saturday on Fox, the biggest ratings we've gotten in years for Sox-Yankees. Do you know how many people watched? 3.1 million. Like, it's a sad state of affair. Baseball is regional. No one's watching.
Numbers the NFL would laugh at.
Yeah, for their pregame.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm sure Fantasy Football Today or whatever on ESPN gets more viewers. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's just a shame no one's watching them. So, listen, from our mouths to your ears, if you get a chance, check out these finals, both the NHL finals and the NBA finals. It's good sport right now.
Or don't, whatever.
Yeah, or don't.
I mean, I love it. I love the NBA. Like, I'm not going to be able to convert people who don't love the NBA to loving the NBA.
The same reason why during COVID, there was a Wednesday night Ravens-Steelers game, I was like, this is awesome because I can't get enough football.
I'm just curious because people will be like, oh, it's LeBron and the Warriors every year. I hate it. And then, oh, it's all three-pointers. I hate it. This isn't any of that. Is this what you want? Are you not entertained?
Narratives and stories are always only as good as the villain. And when CBAs prevent villainy by making sure that the field is too spread out, this is what you get. So,
are you not entertained? Yes. Are you not entertained?
No, we kind of are, just no one's watching.
Did you ever see Gladiator 2? I didn't see it. It looked too long.
No, I have no
idea. I heard Denzel was the only really good part of it. And I'm like, well, I'll just go watch old Denzel movies.
Yeah, it looks just like a fancier version of the original Gladiator.
Like, Denzel's going to be bad in anything.
Which I think is kind of overrated in the first place. That is a hot movie take. 617-779-7937. It is Friday the 13th. When we come back, our guy Stiz Grimy Stanley Bruno, big horror movie fan. Let's talk superstitions and get some horror movie tips from our guy Stiz before we get into the 5 o'clock hour and get you pumped, primed, and prepared for Sox Yankees here in the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox, WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stiz, let me guess. As a movie soundtrack nerd, is this the music from the original Friday the 13th?
Nailed it.
There's that iconic... It's good. It's very Bernard Herrmann-esque, the guy who did the music to a lot of the old Hitchcock films, Psycho especially as well. Because it is Friday the 13th, Mego, Dan Ball, everyone listening to WEEI Afternoons as we come to you from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio down here on a beautiful Friday night at Fenway Park. This is one of those days. It's Friday the 13th, so you kind of maybe should watch a horror movie, and hopefully that horror movie isn't Garrett Crochet getting taken deep again. So we have a resident horror movie expert on our program and our radio station as well.
Occasional horror movie actor, I believe.
That's right.
If you check out IMDb.
Yeah, Stiz, what horror movie were you in?
I was in a film called Black Friday with Devin Sawa, Bruce Campbell, Michael Jai White.
I remember Bruce Campbell was in it for sure, which is iconic because Bruce Campbell is... I mean, that's Ash from Housewares.
And couldn't be more nice, right, Nick? Like, you know, sometimes you'll meet bigger stars and, like, they're kind of, you know, dinks. But super nice, took time to, like, give you some of his time, which was really cool.
That's great. You watch a lot
great
of horror
story.
Movies.
Great story, bro. Great story.
There it is. All right, thank you. So whenever I need a horror movie recommendation, you're my guy that I go to. Mego, are you a big horror movie fan?
Oh, yeah. I love scary movies.
Oh, that's right.
Stiz. Yep, Stiz and I have talked about a couple of very disturbing directors that we enjoy.
And I'll have a question for you, Meg, in a minute here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Dan Ball?
Big old softy. I am out. But I'll learn.
I don't
I'm
watch
always learn.
I watch a couple every year. I don't watch, like, that's not my go-to. Action movies, good comedy, whatever, sometimes a little melancholy drama mixed into the bag, but not really a big horror. I don't go to horror movies first. However, when it's something super awesome, like a few years ago, Stiz told me to see The Witch. Love that movie. That was outstanding.
And you love John Carpenter.
And I love John Carpenter. You know what, actually, I'm going this October in Queens. I'm seeing John Carpenter and his band do a night of all of the John Carpenter movie themes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds awesome.
John Carpenter playing the Escape from New York theme live for some reason on a keyboard. 80-year-old guy up there just like...
Halloween theme.
Somebody there
playing Halloween live or The Thing. Amazing.
Somebody there is going to be on drugs and have the worst experience.
Yep,
or the best.
It's not going to be me.
No, it's going to be a bad trip.
It's not going to be me. So it's Friday the 13th. We got to give some horror movie recommendations. Stiz, pretend I am the audience. And we haven't caught up to all the latest and greatest horror movies that are legitimately scary or that we need to add to our Friday the 13th queue. Hook us up, guy.
Yeah. And as a horror fanatic, it doesn't happen regularly, obviously, but for my birthday today to fall on Friday the 13th, I've been looking forward to this for like 3 years. So it was really cool. So I put together five movies that I think, you know, I could go with classics, The Exorcist, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, and of course those are all great. But
Exorcist is possibly the GOAT.
Yeah, and I think that one still does hold up and is legitimately scary, but I wanted to give the audience some movies that I think are legitimately scary that you're going to watch, you know, by yourself or with your part, whatever, and it's going to legit creep you out, okay?
Like you're not going to be able to, you may have to sleep with a light on, you may have to see if the neighbors are home.
Exactly.
You're going to still see it when you close your eyes.
Okay, so number one on my list, and you guys please let me know if you've seen any of these, is The Strangers.
I have never, and I don't want to because it's going to creep me the blank out.
That's the one with the burlap sacks.
That's right.
Sacks over their face. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, it's about like a couple. They spend a weekend in a cottage in like, you know, this remote area in like Maine or Vermont or whatever. And people show up to the house and, you know, craziness happens. But a legitimately scary movie. So definitely check out The Strangers. Number two, Insidious. Insidious, a horror movie that came out, I don't even know, 10 years ago now, maybe?
I think more than that.
Yeah, you're probably right, Mego. And again, this one, legitimately scary.
Is that about Bill Belichick?
Yeah, sure. No, again, just kind of like your typical haunted house movie, but just done very well. Great scares, great sound design, just awesome.
Is that Blumhouse?
Yes. Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah,
Blumhouse film.
Man, for what a cottage industry they've turned out to
be. Yeah.
They're
the John Boy of horror movies.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, them and A24. Hereditary. Has anyone seen Hereditary?
I refuse to because you've told me how many times that the end of the movie is going to live in my mind.
Love Hereditary.
Right,
so good. Oh my gosh. I saw it in theaters. It was a rare moment. It takes a lot for me to be disturbed by a movie. Rare moment in theaters where something happens about 40% of the way through the film. Where I just sat there and I was like, oh my God, I have made such a mistake seeing this movie.
And
like,
sometimes,
why am I on this roller coaster? Why am I on this roller coaster?
Yeah, it's like, you're like, oh my God, I can't handle this.
And
this
sometimes
is so crazy.
Horror movies get a bad rap because they'll say, oh, the writing is terrible, the acting is terrible, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes that's a fair assessment. But this movie, legitimately great story. You want to talk about great acting? Mego, Toni Collette in that movie, the mom.
She should have gotten Oscar nominated.
She's so good.
It's one of
period.
The best performances I've seen.
She's like
in
Kate
a
Blanchett.
Movie.
She's great in everything she's in.
That's right. Okay. My number four movie, this came out in 2023. It's called When Evil Lurks. Now, it's kind of like a foreign film. I believe it was an Argentinian filmmaker who made this one.
Scarier.
It is unbelievably scary. It's kind of like a possession movie.
See, that always
bothered. Like demons and stuff like that. Unbelievably, and it's a film that once it starts, they ram the pedal down to 80 miles an hour and never take their foot off the gas. It is just nonstop scares and action and crazy things that are happening. So
When Evil Lurks,
cannot recommend it enough. And for my last movie, this is a movie that is in theaters right now. You could go out and see this weekend.
Lilo and Stitch.
Super
terrifying.
Scary. Nope.
Terrifying.
Mego, you and I spoke about this on Twitter a few nights ago. Bring Her Back. It's called Bring
dude,
Her Back.
Oh, dude, was it scary?
Oh, my God.
Super messed up, right?
Yes. It is one of the darkest movies I've ever seen. So there's these two brothers, the Filippo brothers. They started as making skits on YouTube and stuff. And then a couple years ago, they did their first horror movie called Talk to Me, which is another banger. That one could have very well been on my list. This is their follow-up to that movie. It's called Bring Her Back. Again, kind of deals with possession and, bring her back, trying to bring back dead people. Unbelievable. One of the darkest films I've ever seen. Legitimately, every single person that I've told to go see this, I say, text me as soon as you get out. Give me your first words. And they're all like swear filled, like, holy, it's just insane. Keith finally went and saw it last night. I got a Jesus H. Christ from him to text from him. It is insane.
Wow.
It's in theaters right now, and I can't recommend it enough if you love horror movies. Legitimately scary and a great, great, great movie.
Did you rank it? You said you ranked it over Sinners for your movie of the year so far, right?
I did, and Sinners, another great movie, didn't make my list.
Sinners wasn't scary.
Wasn't scary. Exactly. Mego, you took the words right out of my mouth.
But it's not
great
really
movie.
Supposed to be, right?
It's
a thriller.
Kinda, it's like a vampire movie. Great movie. Again, great cinematography, great music, great soundtrack in that movie.
All the Coogler films are beautifully shot.
Yeah,
great,
but just not necessarily awesome. Scary, but a fun ride nonetheless. But yeah, Bring Her Back. Oh my God, that movie will give you nightmares.
Ever since I saw The Blair Witch Project in the summer of 1999, when it took the world, the horror movie world, the indie film world by storm, and was home by myself for the weekend and fell asleep in front of Sports Center at 4 a.m. on the sofa with all the lights on, I just haven't been able to do horror movies the same. That movie, the final shot of the kid in the corner in the basement and everything, just lives in my mind.
And those three kids still missing. So, I mean, hopefully.
Okay. All right. That was very confusing because I was like 10 years old when that came out, and I was living in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be in Maryland.
It's Maryland, yeah.
And it was very confusing.
I've never looked at sticks hanging from a tree.
The internet wasn't really the internet. And so for me, I was like, this is real. This is obviously real, and there's a witch in the woods by my house.
I can't show that to my kids. Will never like that. No,
that was the first of its kind. I mean, that was a groundbreaker, and then opened the doors for films like Paranormal Activity and all these type of found footage films. They got to like part 11. It kind of.
I just can't. I don't do the possession stuff very well. I don't know why, but just the idea that someone else will come in and like take over my body. I just can't do it. Like vampire movies, monster movies don't creep me out as much, but the idea that like. The people from beyond take Stiz, you know what's a great throwback horror film to watch if you've never seen Pixels, the Adam Sandler movie. That movie is terrifying.
Sandler.
Hubie Halloween. No, I love Sandman. The remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Donald Sutherland from 1976. Great movie, one of the best payoffs, one of the best endings ever.
What I want somebody to do right? Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary is such a good freaking book. It's one of the rare books that is
not my favorite movie.
No, they've never been able to do it right.
No, they did it
in the 80s. They tried it again recently. That book is so freaking creepy and disturbing and makes you want to crawl out of your skin.
That sister character?
They can never get it right. They can never get it right.
It's tough. Meanwhile, a book like The Exorcist, they did get right in the book as well. Don't read that by yourself. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, we're bleeding into the 5 o'clock hour. So Stiz, once again, for everyone that's listening now or just tuned in, the five horror movies you would tell everybody that they need to see as soon as they can.
All right. The Strangers, Hereditary, Insidious, When Evil Lurks, and Bring Her Back, which is in theaters right now.
All right, well done, my guy. There's your Stiz Grimy Stanley Bruno five horror movies you need to watch on Friday the 13th. Also, it's his birthday, so if you text into the show, say, great list, bro. Also, happy birthday, old man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.